I think with all due respect, the acting president general, Constantino Chiwenga, is out of order. It is abuse of institutions and of the army to use the army to bar his estranged wife from accessing her home in compliance with an existing court order. What needs to happen now, and which is an appeal to General Chiwenga, is to respect the rule of law. When the law is made a pronouncement, it must be respected. If General Chiwenga is aggrieved or is unhappy with the ruling of the court, he should not resort to the army to have his way. He must equally approach the courts, use the legal procedures set out within the framework of the rule of law to appeal the ruling and have it overturned by the courts, and not to ignore or seek or purport individually to set aside a court ruling and act outside the framework of the rule of law. This is not good for himself and for the image of the country of Zimbabwe.
But General Chiwenga is alleging that his estranged wife wanted to murder him. Does he not have a legal leg to stand on to say that she cannot access the matrimonial home?
Well, those are allegations by General Chiwenga, and I am sure the court was seized with that information. But when the court has made a ruling, Mary Chiwenga is still the wife of General Constantino Chiwenga at law. So the court has made a pronouncement. General Chiwenga cannot take the law into his own hands. If he has got a view that perhaps there was an attempt on his life, that is for the courts to decide. And the court has made the decision. And if he is unhappy with that existing decision, General Chiwenga should approach a higher court in a form of an appeal against this ruling, and not to use the army to disregard the rule of law, to disregard a court ruling, and to violate the rights of Mary Chiwenga, his estranged wife, with whom they have children together. And Mary Chiwenga should have access to these children and to her property within this matrimonial home, as per court ruling. And the appeal is clear that this is simply a matter of respecting the rule of law. And this is what General Chiwenga, the acting president of Zimbabwe, should do to lead by example, so that it can be seen that there is respect for the rule of law in Zimbabwe.
Lastly, Mr. Mavinga, it's not the first time that General Chiwenga has allegedly used the army to deal with a domestic matter. Similar allegations were leveled against him by his former wife, Jocelyn Chiwenga. Why is this continuing?
I think it's unfortunate. It's a case of abuse of power. But my appeal to General Chiwenga is this, to say, Jenna, try and use traditional methods and mechanisms as well, in terms of the two families. The in-laws should come together and discuss and resolve amicably these matters within the framework of respecting the rule of law. It cannot become a habit of resorting to the use of force to resolve matrimonial disputes.